back live, final segment with our guest, and I'm going to get into the whole Glenn Beck situation and a lot more. Timslaw.ca, and his mother, someone brutally murdered by a schizophrenic. You know, the state says, oh, we're going to let these people go and then have them take their meds. You know, they're criminally insane and violent psychotics, but that's okay. We're going to let them go and give them meds. And so she's setting up a foundation. She's got timslaw.ca. So speak about that, but also you said, you know, on and off air that you're trying to warn other people to stop this carnage of allowing criminally insane people out of prison. I mean, regardless, they can say, well, it's not their fault. They're crazy. Still, it's the fault then if I release a tiger in a group of school children, if it eats one of the children. I mean, the state can't just release these people and then say, oops, when they kill again or hurt somebody.
Whole thing is that I'm not concerned with whether or not he was in his right state of mind or not. The fact is he still did this crime, and he's not being treated as if he committed any kind of a crime. And it was one of the most brutal murders in Canadian history, and nobody's being held responsible for it. I think Timothy's death happened this way, was as brutal as it was, to bring attention to these issues so that change would happen, so that this doesn't continue to happen to other people. I don't want any other family to go through this. It took the police 24 hours to notify us because they could not identify my son by his body because there was next to nothing left of him. He was pulp. He had several identifying tattoos, but you couldn't tell what they were. He had a huge gaping wound in his chest where his heart had literally been ripped out and eaten. So...
And now they can release this guy, and then really, I guess nobody even gets warned about it now, and then he has no record after he's done it. Specifically, though, you said you've got other families. Because I mentioned to you the cases I've seen where they let these guys out and they kill again or harm again. You say you're seeing a lot of evidence of that of other people with horror stories.
Absolutely. Several other people that are families that are dealing with the fallout from an NCR verdict, not criminally responsible verdict, their murderers are being let out, and what's happening is they're being let out with no notification to family or friends, and no notification to the community. So these people could be your neighbor. This type of an individual could become your neighbor, and you wouldn't even know it. And it's happening all the time. In very short time, they're released, and that's, you know, I think we could all learn something from the Austrian case of Joseph Fritzl, the
yes.
fellow who enslaved and raped his daughter for a 24-hour period of years, and he was sentenced to life in a psych unit for mentally deranged criminals, not patients, and public safety remains their number one priority.
Yeah, this guy's criminally insane. He's not just insane. He's criminally insane. Well, I mean, look, I say execute him.
Well,
I mean, when you clearly got the witnesses and the guy's eating people, he's a demonic creature. Just get rid of him. We shouldn't pay for him.
Yeah. Well, and Canada is the kinder, gentler nation, I suppose. And I don't even want to go near the death penalty conversation because I was misquoted at the beginning of all of this. And I think probably several people who would have otherwise been supportive chose not to be because of that, even having been mentioned.
Well, you know, that's pathetic that they can't deal with it. When you have a rabid dog coming down the street, you put it down. And the point is that fixes the problem when you've got someone on record who's like this. You know, who says it's mental illness? This is a sickening, evil person. You know, why do people go out and kidnap kids and torture them to death? It's because they like it. And
why do we protect them and forget about the victim so quickly? There was nobody in that courtroom talking on behalf of my son. It was all about what was going to be best for Mr. Lee and how to take care of him.
Well, Carol Dedele, you're now speaking up for him, and you're a champion, and you're no doubt going to save a lot of lives. And I hope folks will visit the website, timslaw.ca. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
God bless you, and thanks for your strength. We appreciate you coming on, and hopefully get you back up as things develop and unfold. Take care. We'll be right back.
Thank you. With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bring this up with that lady. John, I sent you a clip from CNN last week. We never played it. I said, coming up, we'll show you how they're brainwashing your children, and I never did it. The one where the children aren't allowed to even shake hands now. Remember that clip, John? Yeah. Let's play that in a minute, because that, you know, that ties into all of this. Again, I'm no hero. And I was at Le Madeleine with my wife and my newborn son. And I go to the bathroom, wash my hands, we're about to leave. I walk out, and there's all these people around the table at the end of the restaurant freaking out. And this woman is eating bread and is choking and turning purple. I walk up, and they're going, call 911, 911. They're all like chirping like parrots, 911, 911. And I started saying, hey, do the Heimlich. They're like, you don't know how. Don't. Get out of there. No. And I had to literally start going, okay, shoving people out of the way, three deep. And the family's freaking out. Wait, are you doing that right? No, God, 911, 911. They just kept chanting 911. And I went, did the Heimlich twice. Big chunk of bread comes out on the table. And the woman, and then they're like, oh, you're a hero. Stay here. And I'm like, I might have hurt her or something. They're going to sue me. I'm like, just get out of here. Because that's how they work, folks. That's how the coward slaves operate. That's what they've turned most of the public into, unfortunately, just these gelded, this afraid, afraid of everything. So we leave. I mean, that was instinctive to go do the Heimlich, you know, because I was on swim team when I was in junior high, so we put us through the YMCA/fire department little mini course, so I knew that. knew how to do it, you know, for a baby or for a big person or a little person, how to use a chair, all that stuff. That is the big Heimlich and just picked her up almost. And every day I see articles, and they've had a famous case where an Austin cop got run over at the corner of William Cannon and I-35 by that gas station, Tiger Mart. And he gets hit. He falls over, laying out on the edge of the street, fire ants are all over him in the summer. He lays there for like almost an hour, 55 minutes, till the police drove by and stopped. See, people don't want to be bothered. Oh, man, that's a guy hurt right there. I don't want to call 911. They'll say something to me. Oh, I don't want to stop. I don't want to. To the point of they had to pass laws around the country. If you see a car wreck, you got to stop. And, you know, I still stop. Unless I see 10 other cars ahead of me that already stopped, you know, I'll drive on past, but I make sure somebody pulled over to help. But at the same time, citizens will tattle on their neighbor for their dog going in their yard, or if they think their neighbor's spanking their kid, and not even hard, when it's not against the law, you know, they'll tattle, or they'll tattle their neighbor's got guns when guns aren't illegal. So you got those tattletales, but they won't get involved themselves. They'll tattle on the neighbor or something, and I see the cases all the time where a homeless man will be stabbed three times in a major, you know, thoroughfare with hundreds of witnesses and nobody helps him. Or the case a few months ago where a schizophrenic, again, had kidnapped a child off the street and thought that the two-and-a-half-year-old had demons in him. And he stomped the child's head wide open, all of it. And this went on for more than an hour as cars drove by. And finally somebody called and the police, in the 15 minutes, didn't have a cruiser anywhere nearby, though it was, you know, outside a major city. So they sent a helicopter that landed, and the cops ran up and shot the guy because he wouldn't stop stomping on the dead baby. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I'm driving by, and I see somebody stomping on a little kid. It's not like I'm looking for a fight. I can't control myself. I'm going to pull over, and I'm going to get out, and I'm going to go to town on him. And I don't understand why people don't have that instinct to fight evil, to fight corruption. I mean, look. You're trying to dehorn cattle that haven't been really domesticated. They're kind of wild on the range. So I worked for a large animal vet off and on for several years. You know, they're running them into squeeze chutes. They will try to attack you, even though you're in there with a cattle prod. They'll try to protect themselves. They know they don't want to go on that squeeze chute and have their horns cut off with an electric dehorner. You know, any animal out there, even a bunny rabbit, if you try to grab it in the wild, they'll kick and bite and scratch at you. Not humans. We've been trained just to go and just do whatever we're I mean, this is nothing unusual, folks. You corner me, you attack me, I see you attacking somebody else. That's what we're born to do, is to throw ourselves against it. And I don't understand people. So, you know, I've gone over this and gone over this before, but it's such a phenomenon of they just, you know, now they do metal detectors when you get on buses in the U.S. and in Canada and a lot of places. You know, to make sure you don't have a knife, but you can still sneak one on or have a gun. How about people be able to be armed so when that guy does something like that, people are able to stand up to him? I mean, this went on for 4 hours. See, it's all about the bureaucracy, the job, the police stand down. You know, the police at Columbine, 4 hours, 30 minutes. The police in Blacksburg, over 3.5 hours. The police didn't really stand down the other day, and, you know, they had a big shootout with the guy. But the point is that you have this continual standing down while you wait for orders. The London Guardian and the London Telegraph as well had articles a few months ago. Try emergency flight crews must file paperwork before rescue. And they got to, you know, oh, there's a sailboat tumped over 2 miles out in the English Channel. They're going to freeze to death in minutes. Instead of jumping on the chopper, they have to do an assessment of is it a danger to the pilots? Is this a mission they should undertake? Who is it? You know, what exactly is happening with the emergency? And if they don't have all those answers, they just don't go. And they're going, we're firefighters. We're Coast Guard. We're supposed to go out to what we don't know what's happening and put ourselves in danger. They're like, no, no, no. This is all a form of gelding. And remember about a decade ago, the feds had a crusade. Dodgeball is mean. It makes some of the children feel like they're weak. I was in PE, you know, in the fifth and sixth grade and stuff. Everybody would beg to be in dodgeball. No one disliked it. It was fun. It teaches you to get hit with something and hit back. And, you know, it's what mammals do. Let's see. Oh, no, no dodgeball. Then no tag at recess. Then no hugging. First, no kissing, then no hugging, now no shaking hands, now no high fives. And then they call the police on you if you do. Now, prisoners are allowed to shake hands in most, up to medium security. Maximum, they're not supposed to touch. So your schools are maximum security prisons where they're being inducted to go on Prozac and Ritalin and have a tattle on the parents. And this is mind control. And then they have these police drills where they practice the kids putting their hands up and getting on the buses. And learned helplessness is all this is. And that's why in England, you see the famous cases of somebody's raping, somebody's wife, and they hit him over the head with a lamp. They charge the guy that defended himself. Or somebody pushes somebody out a window who's being stabbed to death. The police come and say, we're charging you for pushing them through the window. Or you hear about the U.S. where thieves keep falling through skylights and breaking their legs. They sue you and win. I mean, I'm serious. Google, I don't know if you found that other one. Google thief sues homeowner, and you'll get a whole bunch of articles. See, this is the system. It's all about binding down good people. It's all about criminalizing the regular public, going through the body scanners and now scanning your naked body, taking your shoes off, submitting, being asked questions. Oh, don't worry, we don't profile, it's for everyone. See, this is about inducting you into slavery. Here's the CNN piece with the audio.
No high fives, no touching at all.
11-year-old Stefan Pavrznik may only be in sixth grade, but he's old enough to question Milford's school policy.
If you hug someone, it's considered horseplay, and this stuff is going to be met with severe action.
That's what he and fellow students at East Shore Middle School say they've been told. His father is not happy.
Now it's almost as if it's a sanitized school where nobody can, you have to keep your distance from everybody. And that's not what school's about.
The district sent home a reminder about its no-touch policy this week after several students reportedly fought and one was badly kicked in the groin. The letter states physical
contact. Let's stop there. See, if one person's bad, you're all guilty. That's how re-education camps work. Oh, Bob didn't accept that Stalin is God. You're all going to get your food cut in half and have to do double duty out there at the rock pile. And then everybody goes and beats up, the guy that didn't worship Stalin as God. That's how this re-education mind control works. Oh, we had somebody kick him the groin, as if kids don't do that. Now all of you are prisoners. All of you are bad. The feds are writing all this criteria. So here you go. Go back to it.
The letter states physical contact is prohibited.
Are some teachers letting you do the high fives, though?
No. Like, some kids get away with it, but others did get in trouble.
They're going to play games. And what if they're out on the playground, like recess, okay? What about gym class? gym class is physical.
Well, I think zero contact is pretty unrealistic because kids will be kids, and they're going to touch each other. They're going to even roughhouse or whatever.
All right, pause. That's the whole point, Dad. They want to get your kids in the system. In Austin, they arrest kids every day for being late to class three times. Doesn't violate state law. It doesn't constitute a truancy. 14 truancies in a semester is truancy. But they misapply it, threaten the parents, and they sign their kids over to probation. It's a criminal, dirtbag government. All over the country, they've caught judges falsely putting kids in jail for 6 months a year to get millions of dollars of kickbacks from the private prisons. It's a criminal government that ships in the narcotics. Did you hear Lou Dobbs admit it earlier? Play a little bit more of it. I'm going to come back and get into Glenn Beck and then your phone calls. Here we go.
Even roughhouse or whatever, but you got to keep it in line.
It kind of like puts us down because if we do good on a test or if we just like happy to see like our friends, we can't give them high fives and like we get in trouble for it.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if that isn't 1984, the kids were allowed to shake hands in the government training camp. See, this is mind control. This is zero tolerance. This is we're on your back. And it doesn't matter if right here in Austin the judges get kickbacks and they build giant prisons for the kids that haven't committed crimes. They don't care. They're going to keep doing it. They're going to take your bank account. They've already stolen the GDP in 6 months. They're going to steal more. And they got troops illegally running checkpoints nationwide. And the governor says don't do it in Tennessee. And the troops say, you know what? We're going to do it. Shut up. We got the weapons. We work for Madoff. Shut up. We run America now. We're taking your money. You like it? You like it?
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
There have been huge new developments in the Bingham shooting in New York. Now, you notice we always reserve judgment if it's a government operation until we have time to do research, and in hindsight, the evidence will come out if it was a government op or an op they allowed. Different variants of false flag. We know Columbine and some of the other shootings in Colorado and Texas were staged. The Buford Furrow Jewish Children's Center thing was staged. Go through that evidence. You can just Google it. I mean, they were all at military bases trained, mind control programs publicly, government cell phones, you know, government phone numbers, the schools being half empty, standing down, 127 bombs brought into the building at Columbine, ordering the stand down. There's been big new developments, and I already saw some of this in the news and had some tips on it. We have listeners everywhere. We have a listener. We've confirmed his name, where he works. He can't say where he works because of this. That's all I'm going to say. We don't let you know their police or who they are. But it came out in the news this morning. This has come up in about 15 minutes. I got to do the Glenn Beck thing. This is huge breaking news. It came out that the shooter delivered a letter to the news station saying, I'm going to go shoot people, kill people, and basically where? It turns out, it's just so sick. See, under these protocols, they got to call the feds first to see what they're going to do. So by itself, it means they stand down. How dumb are these government people? It's like the 911 caller with the guy in Pittsburgh who killed the three cops and hurt two others, critically wounded them. The mother says he's got guns here, he's dangerous, and the 911 lady doesn't tell the police that. I mean, it's just these people. I mean, is it total ineptitude or is it an operation? I don't know. You know, if it turns out that the Pittsburgh shooter was in some weird government psychiatric facility, and then the evidence starts mounting. I mean, a lot of times this is government. I mean, they really do this. They wind up these lunatics, give them weapons, and have them do it. But I don't think that's the case with this guy. But with the one in New York, it's starting to look like that. Okay, look. Glenn Beck, folks, is a danger to the country. But he's got his free speech. He is a Judas goat. He is a Benedict Arnold. He is a traitor. He isn't out there saying he's with the New World Order and being honest about it. Then you can dislike him, but respect him. He's doing the opposite. Whenever he talks about patriot stuff, he acts kooky and crazy to discredit it. Then he always tries to get our confidence and later says arrest Ron Paul supporters, they're McVeigh types. And I know him so well that I said, you watch, he's going to debunk them. And then he announced last week, yes, it's bull, I'm going to debunk it next week. And we predicted, okay, he's going to claim the train station up in Illinois, and there's another one in Indiana, these train repair shops, he's going to do the Linda Thompson deal, who we know is a disinfo operative. And sure enough, that's what he did. It's a straw man. You've got all these real instances of FEMA camps I covered yesterday, mainstream news, congressional testimony, Houston Chronicle, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Miami Herald, all admitting it, congressmen admitting it, where they're at, civilian inmate labor camp program, everything we covered yesterday. None of that. He isn't going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. And we sent this all to him weeks ago. If you really want to know, here it is, Glenn. And I even know through contacts his producer at Fox. They don't want it. Think he will look at it. Click. He comes out with a straw man. Let's start rolling this. And it's self-explanatory. And he also has a thing with blood. It's Glenn Beck on the screen with blood coming out of his eyes, with smoke coming out saying crazy time. So, and then they bring in Popular Mechanics, the disinfo operatives, literally government-run, admittedly. Here it is.
A little over a month ago, I had a call. It was like the 1 billionth call from a woman who asked me about FEMA prison camps. And I said to my producer, I said, can we just please debunk this or prove it to be accurate? I kind of snapped on the lady because, honestly, I'm sick of seeing the emails about the FEMA camps. I got something from friends that was about Nancy Pelosi, and it was completely bogus. Look, let's just stick to the facts. There's enough truth out there that pisses people off. We don't need all the lies. The basic idea is that FEMA is setting up.
See, he just said, we don't need all the lies. I mean, I have state reps on and the governors in the newspaper saying, I see no army checkpoints, and they run them all over Tennessee, and it's in the newspaper. And I've got major publications saying I'm a liar. NORTHCOM hasn't announced this and isn't doing it. And then the FEMA camps are real. They're on record. And Beck's saying we're liars. And he goes and shows a straw man. We'll come back and finish it and then go to this huge breaking New York news. I can't believe it. I wish it was a lone shooter. I mean, you know how scary it is to know the government is behind this stuff, a lot of it? I mean, these people, there's no end to them. But what does Operation Northwood say? It says we'll commit sniper attacks in New York and in D.C. and in Miami. And then we'll blame it on patsies, mental patients.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Yeah, Glenn Beck did a bad, bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. Did a bad, bad thing. He claimed he was a patriot, and I told you he was a government operative. And some of you did a bad, bad thing. You decided that, oh, I mean, I got your emails. Alex, come on. Glenn's really woken up. Are you jealous of him? This is about survival, folks. I'm a very humble person. This whole planet's small. This galaxy's tiny compared to what's around us. I don't care about Glenn Beck and his little monkeyness up on TV. I'm angry at him because he's a betrayer and a liar, and I knew he was going to come out and stab us in the back and say FEMA camps weren't real. And I was right, and I pegged exactly what he was going to air and what he was going to do on record weeks ago. Okay? And he's having 9-12 meetings everywhere, brainwashing everybody, and he always does this. The New Order's real, it's North Korea, it's China. And at the end of his program, he goes, this is a real concentration camp, and I'm going to tell you tomorrow what it is. It's North Korea. It's a North Korean camp. What he doesn't tell you is that Donald Rumsfeld and ABB helped prop them up. So see, it's always about the outsider. They're bad over here. We don't have camps here. We're the good guys. Anyways, let's play some of the hit piece. It just speaks for itself. It's just absolute bull. Here we go.
Concentration camps to be used against U.S. citizens. Now, along with the 9/11 truthers, this is one of the most pervasive conspiracy theories on the Internet because it comes with supposed video
proof. All right, stop. I can't help it.
Video proof.
Notice how he does guilt by association. They're going to show you fake FEMA camp put out by the government disinfo operative in 95, Linda Thompson. And then they're going to tie it in with 9/11 truth, like, oh, this has been discredited, and so is that, and everybody knows 9/11 is discredited. He says that coming up later. Just all mass mind thing. Everybody knows there's not a new world order. Everybody knows the government loves you. Here we go.
That video now has had well over a million views on YouTube. So we set out to get the truth. And quite honestly, I don't believe that there are FEMA concentration camps. I think that sounds kind of nuts. But if there are, I'll show them to you. If there aren't, I'll show that to you. We set out to get the truth on it, and after our initial research, I came in and I said, wait a minute. We can't debunk this? Well, no. I thought we had done enough research to get the video. I wanted to line up video side by side. Apparently, there hadn't been any debunking done at all, and there was no video side by side. Well, predictably, the media started claiming that somehow or another I believe in these conspiracy theories, even though I said on the air a million times I don't, and I've said that for years. Not to mention the entire time they were running their mouths, we were working with an independent group to debunk them or to prove them. I also said that on the air over and over and over again. But who listens to context?
Oh, he makes me sick. Anyways, that's mean to women. He's not effeminate. He's got the male fake effeminate little act with his little date for the day, Megs, there on the show. Now, these guys really make me sick. Again, I really just wanted to tell the truth, and now I got called a kook. All I was doing was investigating, and I debunked them. See, as he plays both sides of the fence here. Just keep playing it. Oh, God. Keep playing.
That can actually set the record straight here is James Meigs. He's the editor-in-chief of that independent group I was talking about, otherwise known as Popular Mechanics.
Look what he puts on screen.
In the writing of
Edge of Insanity with blood pouring out of the eyes.
Everybody knows now is not true because of Popular Mechanics, except Rosie O'Donnell. James is here now to do the same with the FEMA camps. Okay, let's just start with the easy stuff here. There are, and just want to collapse this as quickly as possible. There are things that, yes, FEMA has a right to have camps, and they could do things to help people. And if you wanted to go down the crazy road of...
Stop right there. They could be turned into something bad. Back it up 10 seconds. I read to you all the executive orders, the FEMA documents on record yesterday in the hour and a half plus expose we did. I played Senate and House on the floor, as they said, martial law has been threatened, FEMA's above us, Congress no longer has any authority, this is martial law. So FEMA doesn't have the right to have these camps. Yeah, you saw them in New Orleans taking the guns. I read earlier yesterday, one of the former FEMA directors saying, it's our job to during a collapse of society, to keep the alternative media from exposing what we're doing. They're there to make sure the bankers can rape you financially. Get that through your head. That's why they're running army checkpoints everywhere. But you know what? You're going to be discredited again, Beck. I know your job is to stall folks long enough so we don't save the country. But, you know, there's no new world order. Now it's all admitted. There's no global tax, global currency. Now it's all admitted. And you keep denying all this FEMA camp crap when it's in the news. Oh, they're building FEMA camps for the homeless. But you've got to go to them. You're not allowed to be homeless. We send cameras out to where it's happening. But see, you can't counter us in our facts. You got to make this stuff up. Just go back to it.
Yes, FEMA has a right to have camps, and they could do things to help people. And if you wanted to go down the crazy road of, but they could be turned into, they actually could be. But there's like a million other steps that have to happen.
Which have all happened.
That's correct. And what we did was we looked into these claims. You know, you can't go and visit every one of the 600 sites that some of these conspiracy theorists claim. So we started looking at the ones that are most popular on the Internet.
Okay. And let's show the video. First, show me the video that is on the Internet. This is one of the so-called concentration camps, or this one's actually, go ahead, show it, I guess a death camp. Do we have it? Okay, we don't have it yet. I can't keep going because this is kind of built around the video. That was the reason why we waited. There it is.
This small building is the only way into a particular fenced area. Inside this building, we see more of the motion-activated detectors, electronic turntables.
Okay, there's no sound. How come I'm hearing the sound here, Frank? Okay, this is something where they're showing a so-called concentration camp. These are turnstiles. This is in a secure behind the fence. I don't know how they got this video when it was behind the fence, but they went in and got this video. You recognize this, or you searched for it, right? And what did you find?
Well, it's not very hard to find. Like so many of these things, the truth is actually fairly evident. This is an Amtrak repair facility in Beech Grove, Indiana. The woman who made this video initially claims that it's some kind of American Auschwitz, and they've outfitted buildings with gas, and they've got these strange turnstiles. In fact, it is a repair facility. We set a crew there the other day, and we got...
Is this your video?
Yes. So initially, they had some old buildings that were boarded up that have since been knocked down. But we also went inside the other buildings, and sure enough, what did we find? They're repairing trains in there.
Well, trains, I believe Auschwitz had trains. I'm just saying, Jim.
Well, once you go down that road, you can't really, if somebody's convinced, wants to be convinced of that, you can't really debunk that.
Do we have the video with audio? Because if we don't, I don't really care. The video with the audio.
Okay, that's enough. And I know I said we'd open the phones up, but we have breaking news on the shooting from New York. I may get to some of the calls here that have loaded the phone lines. And tomorrow or someday this week, we're going to have nothing but open phones. Just there's so much news to cover. And we do have Jim from New York on. We're going to go to him in just a moment with the Bemington Rampage. But before I do that, I did an hour and 40-minute presentation yesterday. But if you take the breaks out, it's about an hour and 20-minute presentation where I go through the history of the FEMA camps, the troops, the militarization of police, the government's own documents, Rocky Mountain News, you know, about mass graves and incinerators. All the rumors are over. You want incinerator proof? You want mass grave proof? You want internal government documents, secret documents, and public documents? We got them. All proven. Incredibly important news story. All proven. And then we counter how he was going to debunk. This was done yesterday live, hours before his live TV show. We launch. Folks grabbed it off prisonplanet.tv. It was posted at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 parts, the 7 parts are all posted right now at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. The NSC, military checkpoints, and yes, Glenn Beck, FEMA camps are real. And I go into how the whole superstructure of the shadow government works from their own missions. That's a decent headline, but maybe we should just say, you know, the facts on FEMA camps. Yes, they are real. Hour-long expose, get it out to everybody, but whatever. Folks, this can backfire on Beck and the globalist, okay? You get this out to people. You get a few million views on this. And you see me on here predicting the footage they would show as a straw man, this can really have a big effect on them. Also, the Missouri official who wrote the Myatt report from ADL documents has been forced to resign. They're talking about trying to make the governor step down or a recall in Missouri, demonizing the Patriot movement. We're on the march. We're not putting up with the ADL's garbage anymore. We're not putting up with the slander they put out, or what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing. We're not putting up with their psychological demonization and McCarthyism anymore. It's over. The gloves are off, okay? We're going to expose you. We're not going to do it from the pathetic, buck-toothed, white supremacist angle that's fully discredited and has no effect. We're going to do it as Americans who love liberty, black, white, old, young, who want to bring down the New World Order, and we're going to do it effectively. And we're taking this country back, and we're going to arrest you, the bankers, for the crimes you've committed. You're not going to get your New World Order. I know the phony churches are paid off to tell Christians to stand down. It's the end of the world. But we see through those lies, and we're exposing that, too. We're on the march. Your empire is going straight to Hades. Now, that said, a lot of key stuff up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. I want to go to Jim, not his real name. We're not going to say how he works or what he does. We're just going to leave it at that. It's government, and we've confirmed his real name and where he works and what's going on. Dealing with the Bemington rampage, leaving 14 dead, including the gunman. Turns out he'd written a letter specifically where he was going to go and who he was going to kill. You know what he was going to do. And so our witness saw what we were already hearing from others, but he's an eyewitness to this. Jim from Bennington, New York, right across the street from all this happening. Tell us the amazing story.
Pretty simple, really. I was across the street at the time the shooting occurred in Binghamton, New York. It was a sunny day, and there was a helicopter overhead. Looked like one of the news helicopters that does traffic and such. Area I was standing was directly in front of the high school where all law-abiding citizens know they're prohibited from carrying any licensed firearms. So when things weren't right, I could do nothing other than alert people across the street where there's a small police barracks at the high school that something wasn't right. And as the situation developed, multiple shots could be heard from the direction of the Civic Center, and the local police did respond, but they didn't enter the building as far as I could tell. They set up a perimeter, and within minutes they were joined by other police, and soon an armored unit came with shields and such. And
because it's all about their safety. I mean, 50 years ago, the cops would have just charged in and killed this guy. But I guess that was back when men were men, cars were cars, women were women. But, you know, I mean, this is just amazing. And so to be clear, though, before you hear the shots start, you're already concerned because there's a news chopper flying around. And it turns out these guys knew where to go. They'd gotten the letter. This is outrageous. And you had to contact the police.
The only thing I could do, my licensed firearm was home, locked in a lockbox, because I knew I was going to be in a firearm-free zone that day.
Dear God.
I feel very badly at being so helpless.
Yeah, it's just like Susanna Hupp when they gunned down her parents, and she usually carried the firearm, but that was illegal here in Texas at the time. So she reached in, and the gun wasn't there, and she just watched him blow her parents away. My God, the victim disarmed. Okay. So let's go to the timeline here, because we're going to write an article about this, but without saying who you are or where you work. Go through it step by step, every little key point. Describe how this starts.
It started by a man across the street who also works for the government, came across and said he saw an Asian man about 5'8" with a green jacket and sunglasses, appeared to be carrying something, and he was not quite sure what the something was, but it frightened him terribly, and he wanted police to help. So he went across and let people know something wasn't right, and I went with him because I couldn't do anything and other than alert. And as soon as the police heard something was going on, some went across the street and some initiated the safety protocol for the school, and they did lockdown as is standard procedure, and they protected the children. My hat's off to law enforcement. They did a great job with that. And once they set up a perimeter, health people started coming, and paramedics and such, and they wouldn't let anyone into the building, to help the injured, and went on for hours before they let anyone enter and help. Almost 3 hours.
And it turns out he had killed himself. He killed himself early on, so people bled to death as usual, just like Columbine and everywhere else for many hours. Specifically, how many hours until they went in? And then specifically, you're saying the helicopter was out there first.
That's what I remember. And it was at least an hour before any police entered the building that I saw, and 3 before they let healthcare people go in.
3? I mean, so they go in and they know he's dead, and then they wait 2 hours. That is an outrageous crime right there. And this is procedure now. They're filling out so much paperwork, just like the Coast Guard in England now has to fill out hours of paperwork before they go save somebody in the North Atlantic so they die. Got to wait for the feds, got to wait for procedure, got to wait for Homeland Security, got to wait to wipe our noses. Can you imagine the UT sniper back in the 60s? The cops just ran up the stairs and killed the guy. Nowadays they'd wait, and the guy'd probably still be up there. He'd probably have a big gray beard and still be shooting up there, and they'd be sending baskets of sandwiches up to him. And I hate to be sarcastic here, but specifically, go through the chronology because this is important. The fellow comes over and says, "I'm concerned," after the helicopter, go through that timeline. This is very important.
Well, I noticed the helicopter over the neighborhood when I was walking across the front of the building. The fella came over, voicing concern, crossed the street. Then and they notified the police that were on site, and they responded in under 2 minutes. They went across to the front of the building, confirmed, you know, that there were gunshots. You could hear multiple gunshots. And then they backed off, and they set up a perimeter, and then help came, and then
no, okay, but let me be clear. Was the helicopter out there first before you heard the gunshots start?
I believe so.
Oh, my God.
Might have just been flying around looking at traffic. Who knows what they do, but...
And, of course, you talked to somebody who had just seen him with the what looked suspicious going in. So this is all happening, and right then the helicopter's already there?
It was there at least a couple of minutes before anybody...
This is unbelievable. The news media got this letter from this guy, and then it looks like waited and just let it happen. What do you think's going on, sir?
I have no idea, but something's not right in the world. I wish I had answers. I'm still in shock.
Well, it's like Columbine. Half the school is empty, actually more than half. Harris and Kleibold supposedly snuck in 120-something bombs, one of them weighing over 100 pounds. No one stopped them doing that. The principal, the deputy principal, and the sheriff were all having lunch down the street. The kids reported other shooters in the building, and the police stood down for 4 hours, 30 minutes, according to the Denver Post. Stay there, Jim. I want to come back with final comments from you.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is just amazing. You know, even if this isn't some inside job or weird stand-down order where they let the shooter go crazy, which happens more often than not, when they won't let kids high-five or play dodgeball or even shake hands anymore, they're prisoners. What do you expect to happen? You're going to have a nation of people that can't defend themselves, can't stand up. You know, you call the SWAT team to get the cat out of the tree. You call the SWAT team to fix the drain. You call the SWAT team to pretty much, you know, wipe your hind end, I guess, would be the next thing for the Queen of England here. I mean, you know, this is what we're becoming. I mean, it's just amazing. We're going to go back to Jim in just one moment. I want to tell you about the final sponsor of the day making this show possible, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. And there have been many times in history when seeds have been the most valuable barter item out there. The globalists are buying up all the hybrid seeds across the planet and putting them in big seed banks. They're buying up the hybrid seed companies and shutting them down. Monsanto admits they're trying to create a global monopoly. Folks, get the highest quality non-hybrid heirloom, non-GMO seeds available from SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Also, go to InfoWars.com and order the Obama Deception on DVD. This exposes who he works for, who the bankers are, what their plan is. It's now all over the news. And I made this film, you know, finished it a month and a half ago. And we announced everything that was going to happen at the G20 in the film. People see that and they're like, whoa, how did you know? Because I was reading their documents. It isn't hard. The communique was leaked months ago. So the issue is here, you got to expose the criminal bankers. Everything else will fall by the wayside. That's tyrannical if you do that. So, again, InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to Jim. Oh, by the way, don't forget, we've redesigned PrisonPlanet.tv. It's now Web 2.0 and has a lot of new functions. Be sure and check that out and keep spreading the word. Jim, I appreciate you contacting us. I appreciate you having the courage to come on and discuss this. Are other people around you questioning why the chopper was out there first before the shot started, the news chopper?
Not a lot of people know yet, because when I tried to, you know, return home, realizing I could do nothing further where I was to help, and got on the computer, I tried to message people, and it was coming back with an email saying forbidden comment, you know, forbidden content, and I couldn't get messages out. And I tried to text on the cell phone, and I got the same thing. Forbidden content, and it wouldn't let me reach friends and family.
Was this over government networks?
Over the internet or regular?
Well, you know, there were a lot of phone calls going on at that time. That routinely happens with a big disaster is the phones jam, but who knows? But what you're saying is confirmed. The Associated Press and others are reporting transcript of Bamington shooter's letter that he sent to New York TV station 10. Was it New York station 10, or could you see which news chopper it was?
I couldn't tell. It was a very sunny day, and there's a lot of glare. But the helicopter is unmistakably a helicopter.
Jibberly Wong, the gunman who killed 13 people, then himself at the American Civic Association in Binghamton. He says the letter was handwritten in the capital letters of two sheets of paper. It was postmarked Friday, April 3rd, the day of the shootings. And so he goes on in here to basically say he's going to go kill a bunch of people. He doesn't like cops, and people are mean to him about not knowing English. And then you've got the helicopter flying around looking for the trouble. My God, this is just amazing. This is just incredible. All right, as this develops, we'll stay in contact with you, Jim. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Just trying to do the right thing and let people know what's going on.
All right, amazing. Thank you. Okay, I tell you, it just never seems to end, does it? We've tried to not say this is some conspiracy, and then it just evidence always starts going there. Well, I hope. We know they've staged things in the past, and it's an Operation Northwoods to stage mass shootings and blame patsies. I don't know what's going on anymore. We know the Russians got caught doing it a few years ago. Retransmission starts now with tons of guest info. The first hour, I addressed the New York Times attacking me, so stay with us. We'll be right back in 1 minute, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.